Now there's a sweet potato fire.
Yeah, sweet potatoes. And then he'd put a whole lot of sticks up around that and go out in the woods and get pine bark, you know, where a tree's fed, you could cut it and just get pieces of pine bark way this wide and long and put it around those sticks and then cover that up with dirt. And they didn't freeze.
Oh my gosh, that's interesting.
And they kept good too.
How long would they keep in there?
Oh, they'd keep as long until they went sprouting next spring after they began, well, they began to get hot.
No,
they'd have sprout. And we'd have potatoes on.
Well, could you do that with Irish potatoes?
Well, we never have tried it with Irish potatoes. But I imagine they'd sprout because you would have put them in something. Because we make potatoes enough to do us from one planting into the next, and we put them out in the outhouses and about, and later on after Christmas they go to sprout and just lying dry. And I imagine if they were in a place like that, they'd sprout quicker than the sweet potatoes.
Did you all make
those? Oh, yeah.
How would it
move? Well, the straw, you know, it grew out in the edges of the field somewhere. You go out there and wring it, and, oh, it'd get up in a damp place. And you'd wring it down. You'd put you on a glove and wring it, or take a reef hook, they called it, and cut it. And there was a lot of shaft and straw on it. And you'd take a knife and scrape all that off and make a good clean room. I don't understand. And I have seen palmetto brooms too, but I never did make them.
Do palmetto trees grow in the field?
They don't grow tall, though, like they do down in the swamps. You know, way down there they grew tall, but they're all over our place back out now.
I didn't know they grew this far.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call it when somebody, in the morning, get up and put things where they belong and sweep and dust. What do you call that? And when clothes get dirty, you have to do what?
An iron. Okay. Washing iron.
Okay.
And that used to be a pain when I was growing up. It's easy now.
Well, but tell me about washing an iron.
Well, my daddy used to dig wash troughs.
Dig them?
He sure did. He had a foot adze. You don't know what that is, but it's around something like that. And he'd cut this long cypress log, and he'd go to working out and working out and working out until he worked out a good trough. Mm-hmm. You know what a trough is. Mm-hmm. And they'd be a double one, a long one, you know, with a center in here that he didn't cut out. And that would give you a trough here to wash in, a trough over here to rinse in before you close over again. We bought them and all that.
You bought them?
We did.
Well, what kind of thing did you buy them?
Oh, in a wash pot. A little iron wash pot.
Tell me about a wash pot. What did the wash pot look like?
Well, I'll have to take out your and show you.
Did it have feet on it?
Little feet. But now, most of the time, there's such a big family of us, we bought them in the sugar bowl. You know, it was brick tin, smoked that good, and billets. But old timer people a long time ago used to boil the clothes. Why, I don't know. Well, we didn't have detergent like we have. My mother made homemade soap. I made that myself.
Have you really?
Sure.
How do you do that?
Well, you take grease, skimmings of your grease, and buy potash. Put it in the old iron pot in the pot out there. Now, I have made it where you don't have to cook it, but I used to cook it in, and my mama did too, and once her mother did too. And the pot, put your grease in there, and your potash with just a little water, and stir, and that potash would eat up every bit of that grease. Mm-hmm. And it'd just be a thick syrupy looking something. And then add water to it and boil it till you thought it was soap.
Uh-huh.